Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
Hey, I'm Brian.
And I'm Neil.
And we're Cuckoo Kangaroo.
You're listening to the Boston Bastard Brigade. Don't be bad.
Yeah, ever.
King Baby Duck here, and joining with me right now are my buddies from Wicked Anime.
What's up, guys?
Hello!
Jonathan from Wicked Anime.
Andrew from Wicked Anime.
And
Brian
welcome.
From Wicked Anime.
Yeah! Liar! No, you didn't hear?
He's in.
I got signed out of a partner, bro.
He's on the table.
Yeah. Alright, I'm down. I'm bored.
Anyway, joining us on a very special episode of One on One are two critically acclaimed musicians from Minnesota.
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thanks for saying what we told you to say.
Critically acclaimed from our mothers.
And the news. You're on the news.
There you go. Or in the morning.
And us. And us.
Okay. Yeah. You guys are the critics.
We're critics. They played with the likes of Frank Turner, P-Lander Z, and the Aquabats, who they're touring with right now. They have a new album out called Whoopty Whoop. Will yep. be out by the time they hear this.
Yes.
And they have a new book called Cat Party.
Yeah.
And they also have that awesome House Party DVD that more people need to really check out.
Yeah.
Please welcome to
Thank
the
you.
Show, Brian and Neil of Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Woo! Here we go. The crowd goes wild. The crowd goes wild.
How are you guys doing today?
We're great. We love playing in Boston. So we drove in from New York today and got some Thai food down the road, and now we're ready to do the show.
Only had to stop traffic one time.
Well, sometimes you just have to.
Sometimes you gotta stop right. Everybody.
Hey, what's so it's up? Like, wait a second.
Yeah. So I need to get a dance out.
We're dancing in the street.
Yeah. I'm a crazy person.
Now, the last time you guys were here in Boston, it was the last night of the Frank Turner concert.
Yep.
It was you guys, the Smith Street Band.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, man, that show was so fun.
I was blown away. That's how I got into you guys, was that show. But I'm wondering, like, how did such a show, like, come to be? How did someone like Frank Turner say, hey, we want you guys on tour with us?
We want you to open our show. Yeah, Frank, we didn't open. It was just like a weird one-off festival in St. Paul, Minnesota, like 4 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
4 years ago, and we played first, and he played second, just solo acoustic. He was like, that's what he was doing at the time. He wasn't, like, big enough to bring a band, and he, and then tons of, like, big local bands in Minneapolis, and afterwards, I had to run off to DJ at my cousin's wedding, and he talked to Neil, and he's like, I'm going to take you on tour someday, and we're like, cool. And then, like, 4 years later, he's like, do you guys want to come on tour with me? And we're like, yes. We're still a band.
Yeah, so. It's the same thing that happened with the Aquabats. Like, we played, and they saw us, you know, on that show, and then asked us out to come on tour. So
you guys are a perfect
mix.
Like, why wouldn't you guys be with the Aquabats?
Yeah, well, Aquabats makes a lot of sense. Frank Turner, genre-wise, it doesn't quite mesh, but that doesn't matter, you know? Like, you don't need to. It is more fun sometimes when you don't. The genres don't match up. Nobody wants to go see a show where there's four or whatever the same band is. You know,
exactly.
So it's fun to have a little mix in there. I think
absolutely.
Frank sees
it. Yeah, I've heard that there's been some audience backlash when they've seen your show sometimes.
Sure, every now and then. Yeah.
And like so, that actually brings up a good question as to what made you decide to go for like an older audience? Because I know that you mix in the younger crowd too, because you know, but like going for the older audience, you know, what brought
yeah,
that
some
on?
Adults don't. Some adults are too cool to sing about no crusts, like cutting the
crust. Too cool for school kind of an attitude.
Yeah, that's what you get.
I'm too cool.
Yeah,
something like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I am a hater. I remember the first time that we found out we were going to go to one of your concerts. We looked up like all of your YouTube videos and learned all of your dance moves before we got to the show.
The first song we listened to
was right when you guys released the video for Minivan.
Okay, wow.
And
wow.
That
way back.
Yeah, but it was awesome. It was just the second we watched that video, we were just like, I was like, I have a minivan. I drive a minivan. I still drive that minivan. So yeah. I was like, this is awesome. I know what they're singing about.
People speak to me.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as playing for adults, though, like that's how it just started. Like. More than anything else, that's how we always had been doing the band, and it wasn't necessarily always a kids' project, so the kids' stuff sort of came after the adult shows, and so we just always wanted to keep both going. So
kind of like what Paul Rubens was doing with Pee-wee Herman.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he started his character started like in total improv with adults only, and then they're just like, he took the same character, and that's kind of what we do now. Like, the new record is not like a... Like, it gets, like, reviewed as a kid's record, but, like, we make it for us and our buddies and, like, you guys. Like, and if you guys, like, how old are you guys? Like, 30?
I'm 23.
I'm 29.
100?
Yeah. Close.
If you guys don't, like, think some parts of it are like, this is kind of funny, then, like, we've failed. So.
Well, you don't have to worry about that, because I love stomping it like a dinosaur.
All right, good. So, yeah. Okay, good.
I did want to talk about the new album, Whoop-Dee-Whoop. I was listening to it yesterday. You guys did a fantastic job on this album. A lot of people are really going to love it when it's officially released.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You really know how to sell it.
I do.
Like,
this is your guy.
Yeah.
Really good.
So, was doing an album like Whoop-Dee-Whoop, was it any different making an album like this compared to your past releases, or was there a very similar process?
Sort of. It just had been a long time since we did an album that has just no, like, you know, central focus. Our last album before this was about cats. Every song on it is about cats. And then the album before that, there's 30 songs each about a different animal. So we had, like, a sort of concept thing going on for a while, but we had to get back to just having 10 songs where they're all different stuff.
Just a party record, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everything about how we recorded it was exactly the same, and, like, the way we create songs is the same, but everything else surrounding the record is 100% different. Like, the fact that it's a record, we released it, it's going to be, like, on vinyl. It's on a record.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's going to be in June.
It's going to be, it's on a record label. It's on Asian Man Fun
Records.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah. Which is where the Poly Six got their start. I don't know if you're familiar with Japanese punk band.
Oh, okay.
They're like our generation's Devo.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, check them out.
Five Iron Frenzy. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I'm actually wearing a shirt underneath. They're my jams.
Underneath the suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
yeah, Jonathan's wearing a suit right now. Just
suit.
I know you guys can't see.
I'm wearing one too, but nobody cares.
Yeah. We have scotch and we're swirling.
Yeah, it's great.
Which is totally not true because we don't drink.
So. I'm glad this is audio though, because like all of our clothes are in the laundry.
Yeah, Cuckoo Kangaroo is here. They're completely naked.
Yeah,
right,
just
now,
nude.
Actually,
that's how we roll interviews.
Yeah, everybody else is fully clothed.
Break down barriers.
Yeah,
so that's the new record. It's whatever. We'll see what happens. That's what we always do, Wick. A lot of people are all about like the hype and like how much did it sell in the first weekend. Ours, with anything we put out, it's always like, let's put it out, then we're just gonna play it on a bunch of shows. It's gonna be like lumped into the rest of the category of everything else we've done, and then you just like find it and you roll with it. Everything like builds post kind of in our band. It's not so, but this is we've done the most like pre stuff.
Yeah, this is like the biggest release we've ever had as far as, you know, talking about it and people being excited about it. So
looking at James' poster, you know, I'm getting so much motivation while I'm looking at this James poster.
I don't know, it has a papyrus text to it, and as a graphic designer, that's a big no-no.
Oh, yeah, I've never heard
saying.
Of James the
really?
James the band.
They're like Coldplay-y.
Huh.
Pre-Coldplay, that's who they got. That's what Coldplay got. Are you guys the only Coldplay?
I think you're thinking of Travis.
No, James too.
Oh, okay.
I have a James record.
There you go.
You do?
One of the best albums of the year, Musicians Magazine.
I've never heard of that magazine.
Wow.
I mean, where you got it?
So one of the songs that you do, Fanny Pack, and this is a question for all my fashionistas out there.
Fashionistas!
Yes! What's the best, like, fashion that you can put with a fanny pack?
Like, what's something that you pair with a fanny pack? Like,
what would you pair with a fanny pack?
What would you pair with a fanny pack?
I would say make sure you don't have, like, logos on your t-shirt. Like, you should, like, t-shirt, jeans, it, nothing. Like, people are wearing fanny packs, like, dresses and stuff like that now. But my thing is always, like, try to have, like, if you're going to wear a fanny pack, like a bricklayer fanny pack, and then, like, minimal other, like, distractions and, like, focus on it.
So the Uncle Grandpa look is kind of a no-no.
Yeah, sometimes they always wear, like, they'll have, like, you know, their college sweatpants with bright colored shoes, and then like a Detroit Tigers shirt, and then like their local bar hat, and plus a fanny pack. It's just too much.
Too many logos is bad. Yeah. For me, I like a fanny pack with the shorts, like shorts with no pockets. Mm. You know, no pockets, so you gotta have the fanny pack to keep all your stuff
right,
in there.
It's kind of mandatory.
Yeah, and then maybe some tall socks on there, you know what I mean? Shorts, socks, and a fanny pack.
Tall black socks.
Yes.
With sandals.
And socks with sandals.
We're getting ready to go to Germany right here.
There we go.
Yeah, I can't get... You're a socks with sandals guy, aren't you?
Me? No, I'm not even a sandals guy to begin with.
Our college roommate, Rick, who was a bass player in our earlier band, and he... 365 days a year. Socks and sandals.
No way.
Love that combo.
Yep.
It's now it's like...
I won't even wear...
Sandals is only for beach attire.
I won't even wear it to the beach. I wear sneakers to the beach.
Yeah, but we're not talking like thong sandals. We're talking like the like velcro. Winona, Minnesota, all winter.
Yep.
Socks and sandals. And not double socks, just like one pair of socks. Sandals and... Normally always like, Rick, I hope you're listening to this. Like, cargo pants.
Yeah, I like it.
Cole's cargo pants.
Wow.
So, one of the other songs you do, Shake It Up, is a collaboration with the rapper P.O.S. And how did this song...
Do you know P.O.S.?
I've heard of him. I've heard of some of his underground stuff.
Okay. P.O.S. is... He's amazing. He's one of the... I don't even know how to say it to give him justice, but...
He's one of the most unique rappers that I don't know. He's from Minnesota, so for us, he's right in our backyard.
He's kind of in the vein of like Bus Driver. I don't know if you ever listen to him.
Yeah, totally. He's like another sort of weird way to put it, be like a Warp Tour rapper almost. So it's not like not really like a typical sort of just like, you know, like radio rap or something like that, or like mainstream rap. But you know, POS grew up being in like hardcore bands and stuff like that. So he has lots of very kind of abrasive and different sounds that you wouldn't expect in a hip hop world. So he's really interesting
and that's
in that
kind
sense.
Hip hop I really like.
Yeah, it's something different.
I
you know,
check that out. I'm not a hip hop, but I like.
Yeah, it's really it's a really cool record. He puts out really cool music. That's
all four of his records are fantastic.
Yeah, so we've always admired him, and he's got a bunch of he's got a couple kids, and so I think we were on his radar from that possibly, but we just tweeted at him and said, hey, we got a song about orange juice, we'd be on it. He said, yeah.
Well, we originally tweeted at him and asked him about this song called Bacon Shake, which we were writing, but that song ended up feeling like really bad.
Someday it'll come out. It's not ready yet.
Not saying the other songs are any good, because they're kind of the same.
This one is a step below.
But yeah, this one is like, nice, this one is so bad we were like, if we send this to him, he's going to say no.
But then the Shake It Well
kind of came out.
Came out really nice, and we're like, we need to get another rapper on here, and he was number one on our list, and he said yes. So
yeah,
I don't know how to describe things that I like usually. Just it's like I like it, but I can't either be like it's really catchy, and I like that, but like with POS, it's just like. Something about it where, like, when we're on tour, I always listen to usually like all four of his albums.
Whenever you listen to one of his albums, it's like rainbows are just popping out of his speakers.
It's not that fun. It's rough.
But I mean, like him and his whole crew, like Doomtree, in the most respectful way, like they own Minneapolis and are really like expanding their reach. So
that's
you
really
guys,
good.
You gotta check them out. I mean, just because they and for us, like they're. Great role model for a band because they work their butts off.
They do everything themselves.
They stay together. They are so loyal to each other. They're friends
together.
On and off stage. They tour their butts off. They don't just like mixtape it and just like let it go.
Right.
Tour their butts off and they don't have any like outside huge support. Like they have big fans that connect the dots, but
yeah, for sure.
For any bands out there, like you do it yourself. You do yourself, baby.
Nice. And that's what our generation is really learning. Is like the best form of getting your name out there is doing it yourself. I mean, you got stuff like Bandcamp.
But what about The Voice and American Idol?
Thank you for bringing that up. So I mean, that's cool too because like, man, hey, you know what? Whatever. If America's Got Talent, like that was the way that pushed us up to the next level. cool. But I'm just saying, you can't think of that as like your
the only way.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't say like, I'm not singing in this.
You gotta
like,
put in the work.
Local talent show tonight because I'm trying out for the voice and I'm not there. You have to do both.
Yeah,
right.
Because you never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely.
So
besides the new album, you also just recently released another book, Cat Party. So how do you decide like what songs would make good books?
Well, good question. Ones that are popular, so people will buy it. And then the Cat Party. So we did Unicorns Are Real, and that one we did just kind of because one of our friends, Nick, he was like, There's this book called Peep the Cat. It's probably way off your radar because it's for preschoolers. But it comes with a downloadable song that like sings with the book. And he's like, you guys got to do this. Peep the Cat's like number one on Amazon.
Really?
It's like featured on all the Barnes & Noble's things. So we're just like, we have songs that could be a book. And so Unicorns Are Real, the one we did first. And our friend Mel Potts animated it. And then Cat Party was just like, at the time and still now, like, a song that people like love. I don't know why.
It also helps if there's sort of like a story going on since it's like a book and you want to like start something and then end at the end. So like Unicorns works so well because that's like that song is a story about how Brian and I met a unicorn. And Cat Party, a little bit less of a story, but it's still like it's about inviting everyone to the cat party, you know. So
yeah, it's about inclusion.
It's about including everybody.
Grandma read Cat Party though. She's like, all you do is invite people and tell them to bring stuff. You don't actually even have a party.
That's the next cat party. I
was like, thanks, Leona.
Well, let me tell you something. I have a friend who she just had a baby in Japan, and I'm like trying to send her like cool stuff from America. Like when the baby is born, I send her Mordecai Rigby like dolls and such. When this baby gets old enough to read, I'm gonna send him like Unicorns Are Real.
Yeah, cool, love it.
Yeah, we got a superhero book coming out next, and then
oh nice,
that's on the new record, this last song, and then an old song. We're gonna try to do Bestest Friend. Possibly, we like talking about stuff that we're not actually gonna even do to like get people's hopes up.
But now it's on the record, so people can point to it and be like, "You said in this interview." It helps us stick to it.
Yeah, because otherwise we would never do it. This is like we're holding ourselves accountable.
Now it's in the public.
Fine. So I know you're on tour with the Aquabats, one of the biggest superhero ska bands on the planet. But as you're wearing a t-shirt right now, you've also recently played with another superhero band, P-Lander Z.
Yes, last week.
Yeah. So
I thought we established that they were naked.
They're not.
we quickly put our clothes on.
They came out of laundry.
Yeah.
Are they superheroes?
Yeah, they are superheroes.
They're like comic book.
I thought they were. I guess they are superheroes.
They're like Super Sentai.
Because yellow, pink, and green, and red. They came from. Yeah, the planet P-Lander.
So yeah, it was great to play with them. We've been trying to play with them for a long time, and they kind of have just a really insane live show, and it finally worked out.
So let me ask you, if you were given the option of which one would you trust to save the world, would you rather trust the Aquabats, or would you rather trust P-Lander Z?
I'm probably going to say neither. Because they'll probably just end up like hanging out and chatting with somebody and then like forgetting.
I'll say.
What happens if they create a super group?
I think together they'd be unbeatable. I think the Aquabats might have the edge, just because I feel like I've seen more proof of them being able to fight all sorts of different stuff over the years. All their different songs about, you know, fighting sharks and, you know, the cat with two heads and all this other stuff. They've seen it all, really.
Yeah.
Maybe I just don't know enough about P-Lander. I'm sure they'd save us too, but I'll put my money on that.
Well, they did a lot of stuff with, I don't know if you remember, Kaiju Big Battle.
Oh, Kaiju, no.
It's like pro wrestling, but everyone dresses up like Japanese monsters.
And there's buildings on the stage.
Oh my god!
They actually just started a new tour. I totally want to see.
Yeah,
that. That's like a band.
Wow,
it is. It's amazing, and they collaborated with them on many occasions.
That's so good. I would say P-Lander Yellow though would be the most likely to get elected into office of the U.S. government, just because he's such a charismatic dude. He's so awesome.
He's really intense,
man. I know this isn't you didn't even ask this question, but it is super cool. We were talking about like we wanted to see P-Lander Z forever and play with them forever. And we just like follow everything they do. And it's so cool when you get to see these bands and like the Aquabats and they're like just as nice of people as you want them to be.
Yeah.
And I know you didn't ask that question, so.
No, no. That's something that I'm always forcing about, you know, meeting and chatting with musicians. I always worry, like, are they going to be a little high-strung or anything? But they've always wound up being the nicest people on the planet. Yeah. And I knew that you guys are going to be super nice.
Yeah, you don't know. We're jerks.
They were really mean. They were really mean to us coming in.
Just
they
wait
were
till
like,
we stop talking about ourselves.
Yeah, as soon as you want us to talk about you,
no, shutting you up.
Get out of here.
One question I want to ask too, because I know you guys are all about the pizza.
Pizza.
You're always about eating pizza all the time, as it is on your new song. Mm-hmm. But have you ever had a really bad slice of pizza?
Not possible.
Really?
Actually, I take that back.
Unless you burn it. You know what I mean? If it's cooked correctly, it's pretty hard to do a bad pizza.
Bad is such a strong word. Like, I would say, I just can't roll with pineapple on my pizza. I can't do fruit. But anything else, 100%, I don't care. Like, cold, been sitting out for 10 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how Domino's is the best. When Domino's has been sitting out forever, that's the best.
And, like, from super huge chain to the smallest mom and pop shop, like, to the most artistic pizza, like, you can't, there's no wrong.
That's why it's the best.
Yeah, and that's why there's pizza places on every corner of America, and it will never go away.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely.
Amen. There you go.
So, after the release of Whoopty Whoop and after this tour, what's next for Cuckoo Kangaroo?
We're done. It's over.
Turning the key, swallowing it, over.
Swallowing the key?
Yeah, we're locking up a door and swallowing the key.
Poop it out.
We're going out west in July, do some shows with the Aquabats and on our own, so we'll be doing that. And then nobody knows after that. We're still trying to figure out what our fall is going to look like. Probably some school tours. Playing with the workout DVD, House Party. Lots of elementary schools use that in their classrooms. So we've been able to play more schools recently. So we want to do like a back to school tour possibly in the fall.
That's awesome. Yeah. Any chance of TV shows?
Yeah, we'd like to make a TV show.
We watch that every day.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on a TV show right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's slowly but surely coming together. So it might be a while before it's actually something you see, but it's a long process, is what we're learning.
I'll be waiting. I'll be in the rocking chair and I'll watch it.
Thank you. It's crazy, the process, yeah. So, and before even that process, just like figuring out like what we want to do, because there's unlimited amounts of options.
Absolutely.
Like, do you want to live in space? You want to like live in a bedroom?
Yeah.
Why not do everything?
Yeah.
Why not be a bedroom that connects to outer space?
That's always been our problem. That's always been our problem. Where I was like, we're for everybody and we do everything. And everybody like, that when we first...
We'll pick.
Yeah. It could be like...
Pick something.
Cuckoo Kangaroo could be like the Doctor Who of like children's TV.
Wow, I like that comparison. All right.
Well, Doctor Who is children's TV.
Yeah.
It is. That's a weird thing. And in Britain, it's like one of the most popular kids show. Here it's like more for teens and adults.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's like with most anime.
Yeah.
Like anime over the for kids could actually be for like adults.
I do watch me some Bakugan.
Yeah.
I need to watch more Doctor Who. I haven't had like time to like get into it at all. I'm just on Walking Dead, so I'm like catching up. I'm catching up. But in June we're going back home in Minneapolis and we're gonna film like five more music videos for the new record songs.
Awesome.
That's nice. Great.
So you'll see those throughout the summer and
more shows.
Stuff. Come see us at a basement near you.
Alright.
I'll get there.
So I'm pulling out my Thundercats wallet.
Whoa.
And I'm pulling out a list here.
Alright. We got
and
the list.
On this list
is an
invitation list. For, so I assume that you guys have seen cartoons, because if there's one, you can't see the list. Now, there's one thing here that I know better than anime, being from Wiccan Anime, is Western cartoons. Have you guys watched a lot of cartoons?
Yeah, not more, Friends, more like Friends. 90s, like 90s cartoons.
That's perfectly fine, because that's the generation I grew up in.
Okay.
It's 90s. Now, I'm going to ask you, which Western cartoon characters would you invite? They have to be cats. Would you invite to your cat party?
They have to be cats.
And we're gonna match it up to my list here.
Okay,
and,
I've got.
We're gonna see how awesome of a cat party we have if we have the same people.
So we're supposed to think of as many as we can.
Yeah, who would? Not even as many as you can, because there's cat characters out there that you wouldn't want to invite to your party. I mean, Catwoman should probably steal all your stuff. Why would you?
She would be
hot to look at.
So. I'm crossing off Garfield.
What do you mean?
He would eat all the food.
They can't
eat all the lasagna.
Every cat cartoon.
Yeah, they're all kind of mischievous and stuff.
Was there a Jetsons cat?
There wasn't. It was just a dog.
Heathcliff was not.
That's what I was going to say. Okay. Heathcliff. Does Heathcliff like lasagna?
Is that what it is?
Or is that, that's just Garfield.
That's just, I think Garfield. Just Garfield likes,
okay,
Heathcliff.
But I mean,
he eats anything.
There's also Felix the cat.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
his magic bag.
Well, yeah, Felix has the magic bag.
I'm going to say Sylvester.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a good one. Okay.
Because, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's a pretty cool guy when he's not trying to kill Tweety.
What?
I'd kill Tweety. Tweety's annoying. Tweety has
a
big head.
It's true.
What
it's
about
true.
Tom and Jerry? Who is Tom and who is Jerry?
Tomcat, of course.
Again, with that one, the cat gets made out to be mean because, like, the
right?
little robot.
Just Tom, though, because his friends are jerks.
His friends are jerks.
If you guys have seen Tom and Jerry recently, like, as adults, like, Jerry's a... He's kind
really?
Of a jerk.
Really?
Like, I mean, Tom is just a cool guy.
He's hanging.
Yeah.
And then the mouse is always egging him on.
Yeah. So, you know, that's okay. Tom can come.
Yeah. Okay. So what are some more cats?
The Aristic cats.
The Aristic cats.
All of them.
Sure. Of course.
Except for the piano player.
What are some other Disney cats?
Yeah, but that's cartoon, right? That counts.
Yeah, that absolutely counts.
There's like Snagglepuss.
Yes, with the top hat and the cane. It's like a
Snagglepuss. Man.
It's like a Hanna-Barbera deal.
Yogi the Bear have any cat friends?
I don't think so.
No, he just hung out with Snagglepuss and Tomcat.
He was smart.
What about like jungle cats? Like Princess Jasmine has a tiger.
Shere Khan.
Yeah.
Shere Khan.
But you're thinking of Raj.
Raj, yes.
Well, would Jasmine come to the party then?
Yeah, she has to.
So that's kind of the buzz.
Even though she's taken, I'd hang out with like Aladdin because he'd bring a boo and stuff. So
yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Like that's good. That's a good number of cats.
Are we wrecking your bit because we don't know that?
No, man. Yeah. This is
no
like
more cats.
What are you going for?
We need to get more cats. No, that's a good amount of cats, I think.
Yeah. So here's who I had on my cat list.
What do you got?
To see who we had. I did have Garfield, but he may eat all the food, so he was a maybe.
Yep.
Okay. There's Gumball Watterson. If you've ever seen The Amazing World of Gumball.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great show.
That's a new show.
That's the one we're watching.
Yeah.
Gumball Watterson is awesome.
It looks so great.
And then I have Stimpy.
Okay. Stimpy is a cat.
Top Cat.
Okay.
We have the Cat in the Hat. He could probably do some pretty cool party tricks.
All right. So, Mike Myers.
Yeah. Josie and the Pussycats, because they could play music for us. All right. T-Bone and Razor from the SWAT Cats.
I don't remember that.
You know the SWAT Cats? Oh my gosh! Well, that's the next thing you have to do now.
SWAT Cats.
And for me, here we go. I pulled out my wallet. All the Thundercats.
All right.
But especially Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat and Pumaira.
Pumaira.
Deal.
Awesome. Cat party.
That I think we have a pretty solid cat party.
Yep, nice.
It's going to be good.
Come on over, cats.
So now comes the final question, the question I ask all the musicians I interview. If you guys were ever stuck on a deserted island...
We're musicians.
Yes, you're musicians.
You're absolutely musicians.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys were stuck on a deserted island, you managed to totally Gilligan's Island a record player, you know, with like coconuts and water, all that fun stuff.
Solar power.
Yeah, solar power that. Which three albums would you like to have with you to keep you sane into your imminent rescue, and why?
You want to do one, and then I'll do one, and then we'll...
You want me to pick my three, and I pick your three, what we think?
No, I mean, let's just okay. As a band.
All right. One, Hootie and the Blowfish Crack Review.
Whoa.
Really?
It's one of Brian's favorites.
My favorite?
This is your pick. You pick one, and I'll pick one, and
Hannah
then we'll both
Jane,
pick one.
Hannah Jane's like your favorite song in the world.
You pick one, and then I'll pick one, and then we'll both pick one.
So, I mean, why wouldn't you bring Hootie and the Blowfish?
If I only get one pick, I'm changing it. I'm going Katy Perry, Teenage Dream. Don't hate on me.
I'm not hating on you.
I'm hating on Katy Perry.
My favorite band's called Saves the Day, and I will pick their record Stay What You Are. And then together, I have a good idea for one we like together. That's also one of my favorite records, and I think you'll agree that we need to bring this. It's Weezer's Blue album.
Ooh,
that's a good collaborative one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say either that one or Say Anything. It's a Boy.
It's a Real Boy. Yeah.
It's a Real Boy. We listen to that one a lot.
Nice. So there we go. Those are the 3.5 records.
All right. That was awesome.
Brian, Neil, thank you so much for joining us here on this special Boston Bastard Brigade and Wicked Anime collaboration.
Yes.
Whoopty Whoop is in stores now.
Yes.
Cat Party in stores now. House Party in stores now.
So much party.
Get it. You will have a blast listening, reading, and watching.
Yeah, only in the Cuckoo Kangaroo store.
Yes.
That's right. The Cuckoo Kangaroo online store.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Thank you guys.
Yeah. 'Cause you